livestock. Wouldn't call them livestock in Key West because you can't have them. You know, you can have, if you, please don't get too nosy, you can have one as a pet. But I just go out and put it, and if he doesn't have enough sense to come and get it, that's his stuff.
Okay. Do you know what they call it? A hen that's on a nest of eggs?
She's roosting. Or laying on the eggs to hatch them.
Okay. You ever heard of anything else?
No. Hatching the eggs. Roosting. No. That's about it.
Okay. And the house that they live in?
It's a chicken coop.
Okay. You ever call anything else around here? Any special things?
Chicken pens. Anything like that that they have here, like for pigeons. It's a pigeon coop, pigeon pen. We call them coops.
What are some of the animals that people have around here? What are some of the like on the island right now, what animals would you expect to find outside of?
Outside of dogs, cats, you'd find birds, a lot of different types of birds, parakeets, canaries, parrots. Minor birds.
Now these are pets or?
People have them in the homes as pets.
Okay. They're not like native birds.
No. You see the cranes out, and you see the pelicans, and there's some they call nigger geese.
Why do they call them?
They're black.
Okay.
That's about it. But I love them.
And they're geese?
They call them geese, nigger geese.
And, okay, how about, are there any wild animals that would be native to the Keys that you can think of?
You can see deers.
Now, is that the big ones or the?
That's the small ones.
Ones that are about 3 feet tall?
Yeah, about that big. And they're different from what you would see other deers. You know, some deer have white tails. These more or less like have little freckles. Even though they're not young, they don't get very big. I think if they weigh maybe about 20 or 30 pounds, that's about it. Of the ones that I've seen.
They have a deer key, is that it?
Yeah, this big pine key. During a certain area in the length of highway, they tell you beware of the deer, you know, crossing. Because if you hit one and you don't stop, you know, to take care of it, to take it to the station there, and they catch you, you can be into a lot of trouble.
They're protected for you.
It's like a wildlife preserve up in there. Oh, there's some snakes up in there.
What kind of snakes do you have?
That I couldn't tell. I know there's some black snakes. They have chicken snakes. I don't know. I think they have glades, have rattlers in there. But I've never seen them. I've seen chicken snakes, but that's about it.
What do they look like?
They're not too long, maybe 2 feet long. They're very skinny, and they have like red markings, I think, around them. I haven't seen one in Key West in a long time. Generally, you only have those when you have, you know, chicken pens, chicken coop around.
Okay. Now, on the breast part of the chicken, at the back of the breast, there's a little bone that looks like that.
Wishbone.
Okay. Do you know any superstitions involved with that?
Yes, you're supposed to let it dry, you know, after you get finished eating chicken, let the bone dry for a day or two, then you break it, then whoever has the biggest pot gets the wish to come true, and it doesn't work.
Okay, you tried it out?
Tried it on the chicken turkeys, and it doesn't work.
Okay, now if you have stock and you do the chores, okay, if it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you might say is what?
No, you just go out and do your chores. Okay. Feed the livestock. Tend the cattle.
Okay. And do you know of any calls to cows to get them to come in?
Oink, oink, pig. No, cows is moo.
To get them to come in?
Yeah.
Okay. How about any to calves?